tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood!
King of Crack!
The Colossus of Cloud! The Colossus of Cloud!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Happy Easter, everybody. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. Taking your calls, your tweets about the value of your collectibles. We'll try to give you an estimate of what we think your item might sell for in a current auction. The number here is 312-332-3776. We'll be giving away to one caller or tweeter, or if you emailed me during the week, you get in the drawing. And we're giving away, they didn't pick up the prize last week, so it's the same as last week. A box of 2015 Topps Heritage Baseball, plus an Upper Deck Series 2 hockey box that ERC Delivery will deliver right to the door of the winner if they email by Friday, vince@ercdelivery.com. And Bill Huggins, the Huggins and Scott Auction, is in full swing. Some big bids already on your items, Bill, and it goes till April 9th, correct, the bidding? Bill Huggins, is he with us? I guess not. Well, they've got some new video or soundboards in here at the studio, so we'll have to get things all settled out here, and we'll get Bill on with us. But Vince is here in the studio with me, so we'll do some chattering anyway. Now, in the Huggins and Scott auction, Vince, they've got one of our sponsors this year is the Historic Autograph Company. And they have in the auction a Babe Ruth Historic Autographs Originals cut signature and 1933 Gaudi card together, PSA DNA encapsulated. So that came out of one of their products.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
The bidding right now is at $4,250 on that one. And I think they had a Gehrig also in the auction that was at like $3,000.
Wow.
But Historic Autographs has a product coming out. I just got the order form on this. It's going to be in, release date is May 20th that it's supposed to be in stores. And this one looks like it's going to be around $350
wow.
a box.
Get
and
a bunch because they're going to fly off the shelves,
well, all
Tom.
You get
a bunch.
One thing in it, it's a 1909 to 1912 tobacco card. Oh. So it's either a original T205, T206, or T207, and that matching player's autograph in every box. So that's what you get, the one thing in every box. But listen to some of the guys that are in there. Ty Cobb, Walter Johnson, jeez. Cy Young, Napoleon Lajoie, Tris Speaker, Frank Baker, Chief Bender. I mean, there's all kinds of those Hall of Famers are in this.
That's Home Run Baker, right? Frank Home Run
yeah,
Baker.
Yeah, right.
Wow,
yeah.
That's awesome.
And then, of course, coming out in mid-April from them is that the one with Connery in there.
They're going to have a dual signature, Connery with Astro, you know, from the Jetsons, because you do both very well.
That's right, Vince, I really do.
Little paw print, you know.
Yeah, right. So that one's coming out in mid-April, so there's some good stuff coming. And hopefully there will be other things that can end up in a Huggins and Scott auction that comes out
That's exciting. That's exciting.
Now, Vince, you've been in quite a few fantasy drafts already,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking maybe too much, but yeah, about six.
Okay. Anybody standing out and it's like, whoa, this guy keeps seeming like going higher than you would
Chris
think?
Chris Bryant is going in the third or fourth round, and it's just that's a little too high with him being sent down, but people still have hope that he'll be back in 12 days or whatever they're saying, and that he'll have an impact on the season.
I wonder if that is what they're going to do, if they're going to bring him back that fast or not. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see.
It's not too late to change their minds. They could bring him back for tonight's game.
Yes,
and
they could.
On the road at Colorado next weekend. They could still change it up. So if you're listening, Theo, do it, man.
Think about it. Cardinals at home and Rockies on the road, and you don't have your best power hitter. It's just kind of...
Can't believe it.
Yeah, it's trouble. Now, Bill Huggins, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hey, there he is. Hey, Bill, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, you too.
There's some new soundboards in here at the studio, so everything's a little different. Got to get the hang of everything. But we got you on, and I think we can still take calls from callers, 312-332-3776. So we'll see how it works. And, Bill, I was talking about how your auction's off to a rolling start here already. Bidding goes till March 9th. That four base hits John Clarkson card, I checked last night, was already at $22,000. That's something.
Yeah, I don't know where the ceiling is for that. There's a bunch of people, I think, that have all got their initial bids in, and we'll see what happens Thursday night. I'm sure that'll be a late night item that keeps us up late.
There could be a battle for that one at the last minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, geez. We're going to talk about that next week, some of the final prices on these, what they will end up actually, the final bids are on them. And then, Bill, we're going to talk a little bit today also about some of the baseball preview, who we think are going to be MVP. If the callers want to say something like who you think's going to win the World Series, who you think's going to be MVP, a breakout player, who's underrated, you can add that in. And remember, in December, when the Cubs and White Sox first made their big moves, we were having callers predict who they thought would win more, White Sox or Cubs, and the majority were saying Cubs. It'd be interesting to see if that's what they think now. So lots to talk about it if you're up and able to get to the phones on Easter morning here, 312-332-3776. So, George, we've got a caller on here on line one. Is that true, or is that Bill on there? Who do we have here?
Riverview guy.
Hello. Oh, my.
Hey. Happy Easter, Riverview guy.
Happy Easter to you.
Okay.
Hey, I think we should start a pool. Who comes up first, Patrick Kane or Chris Bryant?
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
it's interesting.
It originally started out, would it be Derrick Rose or Patrick Kane? Right. It looks like Derrick Rose is going to get that one. But you never know. Kane really wants to come back, but I don't think he can come back yet. I don't think it's healed. So,
anyway, yeah. So I've got several pictures of John Glenn, the oldest astronaut or man in space. I don't think the cosmonauts were as old as John Glenn. He went on a shuttle mission later.
Well, plus he was the first U.S. astronaut to
orbit the Earth.
Orbit the Earth, that's right, yeah. So have you had John Glenn in anything, Bill?
Yeah, we've had some John Glenn signed, but yes, he's been a very good signer over the years.
Yeah, I think a couple $100 on most of his stuff, so he's a pretty good signature.
Okay. I want to say we had a flight suit signed by him one time.
Ooh, whoa. Yeah,
that's good. Like used game suit?
I don't know that it was or... in flight, but it was just a flight suit.
Well, Bill, I think you're going to like my pick for the World Series. Well, you're going to kind of like it. I've got Washington getting there. I was going to say versus the White Sox, but I couldn't do it. I think the White Sox will make the playoffs. But
you know, actually,
the...
Tom, you just jinxed it, because guess who I have for winning the World Series is Washington as well, and it seems
I don't have them winning.
Oh, just getting there.
I've got
there.
Them
okay.
getting there,
all
but,
right,
but
cool.
losing to the Angels, actually, in the World Series.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. We don't want to pick the same things.
Usually we lose when we do.
Yeah, right. In that golf thing that we're in, that golf fantasy league, it's usually trouble. Now, also for picking here, I've got, let's see... underrated player. This guy, to me, really stands out as underrated. He was third in MVP voting in the American League last year. And he actually, when you're in a five-category fantasy baseball league for offense, he actually what had higher totals in four of the five than Andrew McCutchen last year.
Wow.
But you never hear anybody talking about this guy. It's Michael Brantley of the Indians. He had 200 hits last year, hit 327, had like a 150-something OPS plus. That, to me, when you do that 150 or higher, you're going into the superstar category there on the OPS plus.
He had a great season.
Yeah,
it was
he really
just
did.
Kind of done quietly, though. It just there wasn't a lot of fanfare, and you didn't really see him in the headlines. And
no, the Indians aren't. You know, they weren't that great last year. They were okay, but I like him. So that's a kind of an underrated player.
And he was your first pick in the first round of our draft, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he
I was eighth, so I knew I was going to miss the, you know, the really top guys, but I wanted to get Brantley and Posey with my first two picks, and I ended up getting them. I didn't know which one I had to pick first to get them both, but I got them both, so I was happy.
You chose correctly.
Yes. Now, Bill Huggins, also in the Huggins and Scott auction. Bidding goes till April 9th. There's all kinds of memorabilia. There's old card lots. There's a Derek Jeter 2009 signed game-used bat, PSA DNA GU 9.5, $4,250, $4,250. Man, now that GU 9.5, is that on a similar scale to what Beckett does for card grading, where it goes 1 through 10?
Yeah, that 9.5 is very, very high on a bat. So.
Yeah, that originally, did that come through Steiner? I think that was. Steiner had a lot of that.
Yeah. I know Steiner has Jeter under contract, so a lot of the Jeter stuff you see out there comes through them at one point or another.
Yeah, boy, his stuff, he's really hot. I think it was on the Mike and Mike show I was listening this week. I was in the line. I had to get my, you know, where you get your exhaust checked.
Yeah, right.
And it turned out I'm thinking I'll just go on some morning at 8:15, and there's all these cars there. When I finally got up, I'm like, what's the deal? He goes, what's the last day of the month? And I guess everybody waits. So don't do that on the last day of the month if you're out there. Don't ever do that. But they were talking about, I think one of them saw Jeter and Jordan about 5 years ago at some luxury hotel. I don't know what they were there for, but they said the young people were all flocking around Jeter.
Wow.
You know, because they don't know Jordan like the old people do, like us. So Jeter, I guess, is, you know, with the younger crowd, really something. And one of the all-time great Yankees, so it's not surprising his stuff would do so well. Then, Vince, do you have any picks? Anybody, anything you want to pick? World Series, MVP, Cy Young, any of that stuff?
Yeah, it's all Washington. I think the addition of Scherzer and their pitching staff,
wow.
I think he's going to win the Cy Young and lead them to the World Series. And actually, I have Washington winning it all.
You have them winning it all.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm sure, Bill, that's kind of your perspective also.
I'll go with that.
Except you have them playing the Orioles, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah, I'll have that.
Yeah, why not?
A Washington, Baltimore, or a Chicago, either one.
Yeah, that would be neat. I think we're not. I don't think we're quite there yet.
Maybe next year. Right?
If one or the other Chicago teams gets into the playoffs, that would be nice, right there. And I think the White Sox have the best shot at that. I'm picking them to win 88 or 89 and be a wild card, and maybe even win a round. I don't know how many rounds they even have.
Is Chris Sale healthy?
He looks like he's going to miss one start and then be fine. So, yeah, they have a good rotation if he's pitching like the Chris Sale of old, because they have Samardzija and Quintana. Oh, you know who they're? Here's a good quiz. Who would you think is the White Sox highest paid player this year?
Interesting. Well, it would seem like Abreu would be up there, but just because you're asking that question, it's probably not him.
Correct.
Lexi?
No.
No?
Nope. It's John Danks.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
You know, that move where they kept Danks and signed him to a long-term deal and let Burley go just got worse and worse. Now, hopefully Danks will be healthier this year and at least help him as a fifth starter, but boy, that Burley was such an all-time favorite, and we let him go. Yep. Just wasn't good. And then you see he's their highest paid player. I had that list. I don't know what I did with it, but it showed by team. A lot of them wouldn't really want to be paying those guys if they had it to do over
right,
again.
So, right.
Well, it's time for a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, taking questions about the value of your collectibles, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. You can also tweet me an item at T Crown Tom. I'm going to get to some of these at the break. I've got a couple from last week and a couple from this week already. So hang in there. We'll be right back. We're on till 8.
Thanks for listening to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. If you'd like to join our proud advertisers, please call Tom Morgan at Triple Crown Trading, 630-357-7707. Again, that's Tom Morgan at 630-357-7707. Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Bidding is open now in Huggins & Scott Auctions' current event and ends on April 9th. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service, 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Baseball season's almost here, and there's never been a better time to check out DraftKings.com, America's favorite daily fantasy baseball site, where you could win huge cash prizes every day. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. Every time you play, it's like a new season. Head to DraftKings.com now and use code PASS to play for free in the opening day $100,000 fantasy baseball contest. First place takes home 10 grand. Enter PASS for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Time. It's best found on the weekends and lost in the garage, under the hood, cranking on something, doing what you love. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can get back to the garage even faster when you buy online and pick up in store just 30 minutes later. And right now, save up to $50 by mail when you buy professional quality Moog steering and suspension products. Advance Auto Parts, for guys who love getting under the hood.
Mail-in rebate void where prohibited. See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
WMVP AM ESPN 1000 is a part of the Walt Disney Company. Any organization or educational institution that maintains a job bank, provides employment information, or gives job referrals may ask to receive our station's job listings. For further information, call 312-980-1000 or visit the website at ESPNChicago.com. That's 312-980-1000 or ESPNChicago.com. WMVP AM ESPN 1000 is an equal opportunity employer.
My kid's face lit up in the first inning. He saw his first homer in the second, bought him his first Cubs jersey in the third. It was covered in mustard by the fourth and ice cream by the fifth. Figures. Took his picture with Clark in the sixth, taught him the stretch in the seventh, and in the eighth, he learned that sometimes people use bad words. By the ninth, he was a Cubs fan for life. Chicago Cubs baseball. Let's go.
On Tuesday, April 7th at 7.05 p.m., the first 30,000 fans will receive a Cubs magnet schedule.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions and Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery. Oh, yeah, that's working, Vince. There we go. We're here taking your calls with questions about the value of your collectibles. 312-332-3776 is the number. And also, you can tweet me an item. Now, here's a neat one. Jason tweeted to me this morning. This, boy, it's hard to put a price on this one. I don't know which Panini product this came out of, but it's an Odell Beckham autographed patch card, one of one.
Wow.
And it's a nice-looking card.
Well, how many colors on the patch?
It's a two-color patch.
Nice.
Pretty good-sized patch. You know, to me, that's at least a grand, I would think. I haven't looked to see what any of the one-of-ones of Beckham have gone for on eBay.
And he's the real deal. I think he is the absolute real deal.
I think so.
Football.
Yeah.
Some of his catches last year, some of the best catches of the year.
When you look at his numbers, when he started playing regularly for the rest of the year, it was all pro caliber. Incredible. Yep. And then we've got another one here on Twitter. Jonathan from Twitter has, I thought this was together on one. He's got Pippen and Rodman 11x14 signed photos. 11x14 are good. I would think probably $75 to $100 each, you know, in a nice frame. That would be a good item. Let's see. We've got a couple from last week at T Crown Tom on Twitter. Batman, remember Batman had that Bruce Lee signed movie card, I think it was. Well, I checked it out. I saw one item. It was a, what was it, a karate program or something signed by Bruce Lee a few years ago.
Wow.
Went for over $4,000.
Wow, I believe it.
So I don't know. Do you think a movie poster card would do about that same type thing, Bill?
I would think if it's, you know, nicely signed and displays real well, I can't imagine you're not talking the same range.
Batman must have a lot of stuff because I asked him yesterday on Twitter. I said, "Did you find it yet?" He goes, "It's in a lot of stuff. I'm not sure." He goes, "I'll send a photo when I find it."
Bruce Lee didn't sign a lot of stuff, did he?
No, and he died at a really young age. I actually looked up 70s. The info on that. I think he had a heart attack or something. They weren't sure if it was medicine or drug induced that helped do it, but it was kind of strange circumstances that it happened. And this new board. Not only would I need glasses, George, I can see it over here, too. Oh, this is kind of a neat one. Alan from Geneva. I didn't even realize it was up on both things. Over there, I would need binoculars to read that one. But we've got Alan on line one from Geneva. What do you have there, Alan?
Hey, guys. I've got a Fender Stratocaster signed by the Rolling Stones. It's from the Steel Wheels tour. I won it off a radio station. I'm wondering what it's worth.
What year did you win that?
Well, it's, boy, I couldn't tell you what is back in the 90s.
Okay.
Probably 94, 95, I think.
Wow. Now, was that wasn't a concert-used guitar, was it?
It was not.
Okay. Just a Fender guitar signed by all the Rolling Stones. Bill, that's a neat item. Well, you'd want to auction that, wouldn't you, at Huggins and Scott?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what kind of number that thing would bring in. We've certainly never sold one before, and in our auctions, generally the first time we auction something, it gets the most.
Yeah. Now, Vince and I were talking about this week. We had a gentleman come in, a local gentleman who had a big golf collection. How many... Do you even know what your mailing list is that get catalogs and get emails about when you have an auction going, like how many people get told about that?
Oh, Josh probably has a better answer than I would, but I know it's probably 15 or 20,000.
Okay, so it's a big total then.
Yes.
Yeah,
a lot of them don't get the catalog. They are on our Go Green list, so they'd rather do it all online.
Yeah. Oh, George has said he saw a Rolling Stones Fender guitar on eBay for $12,000, George? Wow.
$12,500.
Wow.
Now, is that what they're asking, or is that what it sold for?
That's what they're asking, but 42 people are watching it, so.
Oh wow. So that's not a bidding thing. That's a buy-it-now best offer. Yeah, so there you go. That gives you a pretty good idea. So, you know, you can... Now, what would be the best way of getting that to you? Would you want him to wait until you were in town again, or would you want to ship something like that, Bill, if he wanted to ship?
Well, I would imagine that they could be shipped if they had the carrying case for it and everything. I'm sure guitars are shipped all the time.
Yeah. And if
the RC delivery could probably give it to us.
Yeah. Vince would personally drive it to Washington, yes, D.C. Yes. But that would be a great great auction item, Alan.
Well, I got a question for you. I mean, do I need that authenticated somehow, or...
Well, what do you have with it? What came from the radio station, or did you not save anything?
Well, I saved everything, but there wasn't anything but the box itself, and there was no, guaranteed authentic or anything like that. But it is down in one corner. It's got the Steel Wheels emblem from that concert.
Well, I would save, anything that you have. And then, yes, he would have to get... But Bill Huggins, through Huggins and Scott Auction, has good deals with the autograph authenticators, so they get so much done with them. So if you are going to auction it with him, you give him a good deal on the authentication, right, Bill?
Yeah, Alan, if you want to give me a call during the week, I'd be happy to revisit this with you and figure out a safe way for us to get it. And, all we just need to get is the autographs authenticated. It would just be a full letter. It's going to probably run about, $75. That's it.
And the number at Huggins and Scott is 301-608-0355, and ask for Bill Huggins.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the call, Alan. Next on the line, we've got Larry from Vernon Hills. What do you have there, Larry? Thanks for calling. Happy Easter.
Well, thanks, guys. Happy Easter to you, too. Well, this isn't sports memorabilia. I don't know where to research this. I found about 25 pictures my dad took personally at Hiroshima probably a day or two after the bombing. Ooh. And they're in perfect condition. And I don't know if they have any historic value, and I was just trying to see what you guys think.
Well, I've seen pictures in documentaries about that. Now, what would you think would make, if he had a historic site that you could see in that picture, Bill, would that help, or what do you think, value-wise?
Well,
I think
a lot, you're right, Tom. Larry, a lot would depend on what the content of these photos show and how it appeals to the people in the rest of the world, and whether it's something that, somebody would want to pay money for. I don't know if it just shows a lot of devastation and destruction, and I don't know how many people want to pay a lot of money for both of that.
Yeah, that's kind of questionable on that one. There's other things, original photos, where if there is a historic sporting event or a player, that was taken and developed at the time, can go for a lot of money. But that would be, I don't know. I guess you'd have to see those and see. I guess if you saw the pictures, maybe you'd want to run something like that, but it's kind of questionable, I would think, on that one.
Yeah, I've never had much luck on bad news type things, and this is a bad news fan.
Yeah, it's not one of those things that you really want to get people all fired up about, that that you have it. So,
but there are people out there who collect all that stuff. I mean, Nazi stuff and serial killer stuff, and
it's not for me, that's for sure. But yeah, you're right, there are guys that do collect that.
Yeah, we had that. When we hit that Linda Blair one of one card, and we were a little bit like, well, no, we don't want this Exorcist piece.
It was so creepy looking. I was like, I don't think I even want this on my T Crown eBay seller idea. Was so creepy looking. Now, people can email during the week with items. And tom@tcrowntom.com. If you're not on Twitter, you can email me an item. And usually what I'll do is take a picture from that and then put it on Twitter. But had an interesting few emails this week. One of them, a listener has a Bobby Hull game-used stick from the year he scored 50 for the first time in his career.
Wow.
So now I don't know how you would be able to document that particular thing, but don't you think that's pretty neat, Bill?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, if the way to really solidify that being from that year would be to hopefully find a photo match of him using something that looks like that stick.
Yes.
Be ironclad, which there's a lot of photos out there on the Internet now. Photo matching stuff is becoming a lot easier than it used to be.
Yeah, it had the Gunzo's stamp on it, which is one good thing, where I know a lot of the players got their sticks at Gunzo's, which I think was in Berwyn. I wonder if they're even still there, but that was a well-known. Now, this was Steve, who actually had wanted to send me last week a picture of this on Twitter, but he did it wrong. So, Steve, on Twitter or email for the drawing, Vince, he's in. He ended up sending it to me through an email. Now, here's one. Burke on Twitter has two different really neat items here, Bill. We've talked about this in the past, that these have really picked up steam in the past. Just lately, they've picked up steam in value. Here's a Stan Mikita autographed rookie card that looks like it's in very good shape. And then he's got a Bobby Hull signed second-year card that's actually PSA DNA certified, and the card's graded a 5. So pretty good value on those, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, now, if it's graded, generally what the grade you see those, if it's autographed, is the grade of the autograph.
No, this one's the grade of the card. They certified the autograph and grade the card. The autograph looks like a 10. The autograph's perfect on this. But in PSA, they will grade the card if you ask them to. So a lot of times people don't ask for that, because a lot of times the one they got graded is a lower grade version of the card. But this one is actually the card
now
grade.
So they graded card different, you know, void of the autograph.
Yeah, in PSA they have the autograph is certified, but the card is graded a 5 here.
Because, I mean, in theory, if you have a card, you send it into PSA and it has writing on it, you don't get anything better than a 1 or a 1.5.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I have seen higher grade.
The fact that the writing is the guy's autograph, as opposed to some guy who wrote center field on a baseball card.
Right, right. It's, yeah, so it's not an MK, because it's not a mark that wasn't meant to be there. It's actually signed. No, they've been doing, Beckett, I don't know if they do it as much as that or not, but PSA's been doing that for quite a while. I've had cards in. I had Mickey Mantle cards a few years ago from the 50s that were signed by Mantle, and they graded the cards, you know, that had real nice Mantle signatures on them. So I guess maybe they do it either way, whichever way you'd rather have them do it. But regardless, both of these cards, Burke, are very valuable, and I think the duo would be a nice lot in your auction, wouldn't they, Bill?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, both was. The cards themselves are hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. It looks like the Mikita isn't graded, but the Mikita's got a real bold signature and looks like it's in at least 5 or 6 type condition from the picture he has of it. So I would suggest probably getting that one graded also. So we're already here. Time for another short break. And we're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. We're giving away 2 boxes of cards to one caller, tweeter, or emailer. There's all kinds of ways to contact. Now, I don't check emails during the show, but I check them during the week. But I do check T Crown Tom, my Twitter ID, during the show. So if we use it on the air, you get in the drawing, and Vince will draw for the winner, and ERC Delivery will deliver right to the door of the winner if you email Vince at ercdelivery.com by Friday. So hang in there. We'll be right back, folks.
Huggins and Scott Auctions is now accepting premier sports and Americana items for their event of the year. Be part of the August 2015 Masterpiece Auction. Hundreds of highlight pieces on display waiting for exceptional bids. The National Convention in Rosemont, Illinois happens July 29th through August 2nd. If you have anything you think will fit into this high-end auction, please contact Huggins and Scott online at HugginsandScott.com or over the phone at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
Historic Autographs, the collector-driven company, is always looking to purchase your autograph collection and high-end singles autographs. Historic Autographs pays top dollar for all sports, historical, and non-sports autographs. Please email Scott at historicautographcompany.com for a free assessment of your collection. Our representatives will travel to you if the collection warrants. Visit our website at historicautographcompany.com and inquire. We'll also buy vintage pre-war sports cards to be used in our original series. That's Historic Autographs. Company.com.
It's not about the numbers, it's about the customer experience.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields of the Fields Auto Group. We have 6 locations, including BMW, Infiniti, Land Rover, Volvo, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and many. Great selection and deals, plus you get our exclusive Fields Matters amenities program when you see Fields first. It includes such things as free loaners and car washes. Our service departments may sell as many cars as our sales departments.
The employees buy into it and they enjoy it, so you can tell that that whole service trickles down to the staff, how they feel about customers, so they really value everyone.
The fact is, we simply treat people the way we want to be treated.
It separates Fields from some of the other dealerships. So yeah, it was definitely evident that it was a really different organization.
So, if that sounds good to you, see Fields first. Go to FieldsAuto.com for all of our Fields Auto Group locations.
I will not go anywhere else.
Fields matters because you matter.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings and parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need to find a part at a price that's right, that red and blue sign is just within sight. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Domestic, European, or Asian, CarQuest has the right parts to keep you safely on the road. With over 800,000 products available, you're sure to find exactly what you need when you visit CarQuest Auto Parts. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage Executive Magazine just named me the number one loan originator in the Midwest. If your current rate is not in the threes, why haven't you called me? I can save you money. And if I'm not doing your mortgage, you're not getting the best deal. Plain and simple. 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com.
Newcastle Home Loans LLC. NMLS number 150580. Ryan Kelly, NMLS number 319181. Equal housing lender.
Join a powerhouse network with a graduate degree from Loyola's Quinlan School of Business. Ranked among the top 3 MBA programs in Chicago by U.S. News & World Report, Quinlan offers several specialized degrees to advance your career. Take classes at night, on the weekend, or online, and enjoy a brand new state-of-the-art building in downtown Chicago opening later this year. Convenience, quality, Quinlan. Why not have it all? To learn more about Loyola's Quinlan School of Business or register for an April 10th open house, visit luc.edu/Quinlan. Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions and Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your calls, tweets, emails about the value of your collectibles. We'll try to give you an estimate of what we think it might sell for in a current auction. And we're giving away 2 boxes of cards, a box of 2015 Topps Heritage Baseball, plus an Upper Deck Series 2 hockey box to one caller, tweeter, or emailer that we use their item on the show. Vince, are you going to opening night tonight in Wrigley?
No. I'll be watching from the comfort of my home. I'd like to see that new billboard out there, though.
The video board?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the giant video board.
Yep. It's a day of boards here. You got a new ESPN video board, the one at Wrigley Fields, you know.
Neither one of them. We're not sure if they're really working correctly, but they're working. No, they're supposed to have. I saw a picture of Ernie Banks on one from the news, so I think it's going to be working. But Vince and I were talking at the break. I wonder how that's going to affect the wind. You know, it's so windy at Wrigley Field a lot of days. With that big board now, is that going to cut off some of the wind blowing in from left field? It's got to, but is it going to do like a wind tunnel where it swirls more? I imagine the outfielders could have some tricks played on them.
It could be fun to watch.
That's just what Cub outfielders need is more trouble. They have enough trouble.
Bring
out
back
there.
Jose Cardinal for center field. You know, big Afro.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Yep.
We need him. He used to have that bat where the end of it was hollow.
Yep,
I remember
yep.
that was
a lot of fun.
So, Bill, these are the things we worry about in Chicago.
Well, I think we have the same story here.
Yeah, right. Boy, a lot of people really, really thinking big time for Washington this year that their team's looking one of those teams that looks good preseason anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, though, half the position players are on the DL starting. Rendon and Spann and Worth, they're all.
Oh, that I didn't realize all three of them. That's not good. I knew that Rendon was, and that guy's a good player. I didn't know Worth was.
Yeah, Worth and Denard Spann.
How long are they going to be out, do you know?
Well, they're saying most of them should be back sometime in April or early May, you know, but.
It's amazing how often baseball players get hurt these days.
But I tell you, you got a young talent, Michael Taylor, starting in the outfield. He's a five-tool player. I'd love to see if he can do it in the majors like he did it all throughout his minor league career.
You think he might be a Rookie of the Year candidate if he's going to get off to a good start then?
Him and Jock Peterson from L.A. have a great shot.
Oh, that guy had a great spring.
Yep.
Jock, J-O-C.
Love the name, Jock.
Yeah. Jock Peterson. Well, here's another, this was an interesting email from Powell, P-A-W-E-L. He said, "Hi, Tom, heard your radio show this morning for the first time. It was a good listen. You had mentioned to one of the callers to email you or tweet their painting of a local Chicago park to determine if it has any value. I was hoping you could give me a similar assessment. I have a Michael Jordan watch that was given to me from a friend. She received it at a charity golf event. I've never worn it. It still has the plastic covering the glass. I looked at it. It was an 1111 is the name on the box. It had like the red Jordan logo where he's up going up for a dunk or whatever. I saw one sell on eBay for around $150, I think. So yeah, that wasn't a bad item. I was actually kind of surprised it went for that much. So that was kind of neat. Okay, let's get to the callers waiting patiently online. We've got Paul from Kenosha. Paul, what do you have? Thanks for waiting.
Happy Easter, guys.
Same
Happy
to you,
Easter.
Paul.
I just wanted to thank Bill so much for help him, even though I ended up not doing his auction with my Packer mini helmets. Because of him and what he suggested, when I went to ship them, I talked to a local, well, it's in Waukegan, a sports, you know, memorabilia shop. And I told him what I was doing, he said he was interested. He came up to Kenosha, looked at all the helmets, ended up buying all of them, and bought a bunch of my other stuff, and I came out way ahead of the game.
Well, there you go, Paul. Now you've got money that you can bid in some Huggins and Scott auctions.
There you go. And Bill is one of the classiest, nicest guys. I talked to him twice on the phone at his office, and he's a wonderful man. And anybody that wants to do anything should contact him because he's just a very, very good individual.
Not to make you blush, Bill, but I actually hear that from the people when I send stuff to you. It's like everybody says that. You've got a good thing going.
Well, we have a good crew in place. Everybody kind of takes it seriously and treats the items when we get them as if they were our own. I appreciate the comments, Paul.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot. Have a great Easter, guys.
Okay, you too. And next on the line, we have, let's see who's been holding the longest. It looks like I can't tell here, but we've got Jim from Homer Glen's online. What do you have, Jim?
Hi, Tom. Jim Robert here.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
I put together a 18x24 framed Ernie Banks. I put a autograph 8x10 in the middle and put all of his cards from rookie card to his final card in that group.
Wow. The original cards, huh?
Yes.
Wow, that's great. I know Jim is a customer at my shop, and I know Jim has a very large collection. But this is a neat item. Now, obviously, Bill, it depends on the condition of the cards. But let's say, what do you think, Jim? Are they in maybe mid-grade for the most part?
No, unfortunately not all of them because some of them were were hard to find and a little pricier than I wanted to pay.
Okay, so some of them are lower grade. Like, how's the rookie look?
Fair at best.
Okay. So what do you think of an item like that? That's a great display piece for an Ernie Banks fan, that's for sure. Has to be hundreds.
Jim, I would think looking at least $500 to $1,000.
Yeah, yeah, it has to be. And then just depending on the look and the condition, you know, it can go more or less based on that. What's your other, out of your entire collection, Jim, I'm putting you on the spot here, what's your favorite piece besides that?
Well, it would have to be my Mickey Mantle autograph out of the Upper Deck did a series in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of a black and white series of cards. And I bought a box of cards, and the second pack I opened was the Mickey Mantle autograph. And
wow.
You know, those are fun to do. And
did you buy that one in the Keith?
Pardon me?
Did you buy that box of tea crowns?
If you didn't, Jim, say you did anyway.
That just sounds better.
It was very exciting. Also, the 92 score had the Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah, I remember those.
Five cards. I have all five of the cards plus the DiMaggio autograph on that one, too.
Wow. So, oh, nice. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, well, with my 850,000 plus cards, there's a lot of goodies in there.
But you have almost that many signed photos, too, don't you?
I do. I have about 400 8x10s. I'm a little crazy, but...
Yeah.
What a phenomenal collection, Jim. What a great collection you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a fun project for me.
Yep. But, well, very good. Thanks for the call. Okay, now, speaking of... autographed items and the like. We've got the Huggins and Scott auction is going right now, bidding at HugginsandScott.com. If you don't have their catalog, bidding ends March 9th. Here's something that I thought was neat because I went to Knox College in Galesburg, and I never heard this when I was there. You would have thought, and I was in a bar once in a while.
Go figure.
But in this is a Jimmy Fox single signed mini ball from his 1959 Galesburg, Illinois restaurant bar, I guess it was.
Really?
Now, he died before I was in college, but I would have thought I would have heard about that somewhere along the line. Hmm. But that's a pretty neat item, Bill.
Oh, yeah. I don't know when I saw those balls for the first time, those sort of mini balls autographed, but I've actually had team balls signed on that little thing, where the whole team signed it on the tiny little ball.
Wow, really? Now, this one's already at $1,100. Old Double X had a neat autograph. So, boy, that would have been cool if I had been going to college there then.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Fox is there, you know, like bartending and stuff. Then I would have never, I'd have been in a bar every day. I would have never left. Okay, we have Larry from Midway is on the line. What do you have there, Larry? Thanks for the call.
I actually got a baseball bat signed by Minnie Minoso and Ernie Banks.
The two of them on one, huh?
Yeah.
With the Mr. Cub and Mr. White Sox theme, that's actually, normally you wouldn't necessarily like that, but that's a good combo.
Yeah, they did a lot of signatures, and, you know, I just got them at different times.
Yeah. So how does it look? Can you see them both? If you have it hanging on the wall, can you move the bat so you can see both signatures at
once? Oh, yeah, they're like side by side.
Ooh,
what a great
display
piece for anything Chicago.
Just
got Banks and Minoso on it. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, for a Chicago baseball fan, I would think this might be better in a store in Chicago than in an auction, but I think it, depending on how it looks, that might be a $500 item. Little high. But, boy, I'd hate to sell it for much less than that. I don't know. That's a neat item.
I'm definitely going to keep it.
Yeah, you got to keep that.
It's priceless on that hand. It's priceless.
Do you have it up on the wall?
No, I just have it in a box down in the basement all wrapped up.
Oh, come on, Larry. You got to display that.
I'm getting my room together. I'm getting my little man cave together.
There you go. Just make sure your autographs are in a spot where they're not going to get a lot of light on them so they fade, though.
Yeah, nice and dry, too, and all that.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, the temperature stays pretty much, you know, pretty close. Sometimes you can be in a basement where it can get really cold in the winter and really hot or whatever. So, yeah, keep the temperature, but the light can really do damage. Not usually as much on a bat as on some cards or whatever, but still a good idea to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Great item. You know, I was talking earlier about the local guy who had the big golf collection, and I have learned more about golf this year between doing fantasy golf with Vince, and now he came in with some 30s golf sets, and he had a multi-sport set that had golfers and other sports in it. But he was talking about he had this golf club that was made a Hugh Philp, P-H-I-L-P, putter, actually, and he showed me pictures of it. He didn't have it. He brought a bunch of stuff in, but he showed me pictures of this. So I did some research on it, and this guy, it was really something. Here, this is from clubmakersart.com, which who would ever think that? I don't ask me how I found this, but they're talking about this Hugh Philp. Ever since his death in 1856, he has been universally recognized as club making's finest artisan. His craftsmanship was often compared to that of legendary and fabled violin maker Antonio Stradivari.
Wow.
So this guy, I mean, this is like the guy for club manufacturing. And at the time, I guess, I forget what they called the ball. It was a different name to it, but the clubs were designed to hit this different ball that they used for a couple hundred years from like the 1600s to the mid 1800s. I think they use this ball a lot. But also in doing that research, then I was thinking, well, when did they start making clubs even? And I think it was from the same site. The first time that I found a club was made, this was actually according to golfeurope.com. I must have been bored, but I don't know. I thought this was, I got into it. Okay. They made a set of clubs, specially made set of clubs for King James IV of Scotland. He commissioned a bow maker in Perth to make the set in 1502.
Really?
Yeah, do you believe that? So the ones that are going back, there's clubs from the early 1900s that don't really sell for that much unless they were owned by like Bobby Jones or like I saw a Lucio Ball used set went for a lot because it's a celebrity use. But boy, you go back older than that, it's big money for some of those clubs. I saw a club from 1790 had sold for $15,000, Bill.
Jeez.
Amazing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what that 1502 said, what that is today.
Oh, my. Yeah, can you imagine if that would still be around? Can you imagine what it was like playing golf in 1500s? It's like, oh, my gosh. So now don't forget the Huggins and Scott auction ends this week. That's April 9th, correct, Bill, that the bidding ends at night?
Yeah, you got to have your bids in by 10 p.m. East Coast time on the 9th on any items you want to bid on. And then after that, it takes over at 11 o'clock with our 30-minute rule, and everybody fights it out till they go to bed.
All right, very good. You can go to HugginsandScott.com, and now you can search a bunch of different ways on their website. You can search the top 100 items by bid amount, the top 100 by bid count. You can type in keyword, like if you're looking for a certain item or player, type in the keyword, and if there is anything in the auction, that'll come up. So they have, it's a really great, easy to use website, and it has the time remaining up to the second, time remaining, opening bid, current bid, and then if you want to bid on something, they have to be registered. How late can they register with you? Do they have to already be done with that, or can they still do that now if they want to bid on something?
Oh, no, but believe it or not, guys, we have people who call up at 10 minutes to 10 on Thursday night, and they have, they want to register bid.
So. Whoa. Man,
it can be done. Sometimes it can't be done at 11 or 10 o'clock because that the system automatically ends them at that point.
Okay, well that's HugginsandScott.com. Bidding ends April 9th, so check out the items. And we're already at the end of our Easter show. Time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Jason from Twitter. So Jason, email me, vince@arcdelivery.com. Send me your address, and I will deliver the two boxes to your door free of charge.
Okay, you have to get that email to Vince by this Friday, or we carry over the boxes to next week. So get that done, vince@arcdelivery.com. Now, it's Easter, everybody, so have a great holiday today with your families or whatever you might be doing. And we will be back next Sunday. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday. And we hope you have a good holiday. Make sure you have fun. It's opening night tonight.
Yes, it is.
See how that video board looks at Wrigley Field. Have a great holiday and a great week.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
There's only one way to go.
Thanks for listening to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. If you'd like to join our proud advertisers, please call Tom Morgan at Triple Crown Trading, 630-357-7707. Again, that's Tom Morgan at 630-357-7707. Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Bidding is open now in Huggins & Scott Auctions' current event and ends on April 9th. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.